Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sully, what about Teddy?
Well, Teddy's a good player. You know, he's a conscientious player. He's a good two-way player. He's got great defensive awareness. He's good in his own end. He's a good penalty killer. And he's shown an ability to produce some offense. And so I give Teddy a lot of credit. He's worked extremely hard for this opportunity. And he's earning every bit of ice time that he's getting. He's playing an important role for us right now, especially with Gino out of the lineup, and he's done a great job.
Yeah, I give Teddy a lot of credit too. Two more goals last night, another shorty, the fourth and the fifth goals to put the Rangers away. End of a grueling four-game road trip.
Mm-hmm.
No Malkin, no Letang. That's tough. Five unanswered goals. Look at this game, and they're down 2-0 in this game. This is a recipe for. Okay, we just kind of take what we could take out of the road trip. Let's just get back home. Not with our tail between our legs, but let's just drag back home and see what we can muster over the course of the final five games once we get home, when you're down 2-0.
Right.
Or, you know what? Screw that!
Let's put our foot on their throat because they're the New York Rangers and they stink, and we have a chance to win the division. That's still out there, and that's what they did. After playing so... I don't know.
After the Lettieri goal, the power play goal, they could have gone one of two ways. They really have. That could have turned into a 4-0 game the wrong way, or it could have turned into...
What it did.
What it did. And I credit all the world, and I'm not saying that I called it, but the Bjugstad effort goal was one in which, at that point in the game, it's 2-0. Again, you know where you are in the standings. You know where the Rangers are. You know what's in front of you. You know you're probably going to get into the playoffs. To dive for a puck at this point in the season in Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, to dive at it, to flail at it, to score a goal right there, that is, you know what? We're not going down without a fight tonight. We're going to win this hockey game.
Well,
and I thought that changed things in totality, particularly because of how quick it was after the second Rangers goal.
Right. To get the one back right away was big. And then to come out of the break and... just completely change the way they played. They looked tentative and almost like they thought they could just kind of sleepwalk through the game against the Rangers and win in the first period. They come out in the second period. Crosby sets the tone on a beautiful setup for Schultz. I mean, everybody on the ice is staring at Sidney Crosby, and he feeds it to Schultz for his second of the year. And then from there, you could feel the dam has broken. And here Matt Cullen gets one. Teddy Bluger chips in. And Bluger at this point is... Mike Sullivan said, while Gino is out, he's filling a big role for us. Here's the key. When Gino comes back, whenever that may be, hopefully before the playoffs, it can't be, okay, Teddy Bluger's back on the fourth line.
Bluger has been as valuable to this team in the last 15 games as Phil Kessel has been.
More valuable in the last 15 games than Phil Kessel. Or Patrick Hornquist, for that matter.
I thought it was funny, too. I thought Hornquist gave a very good effort last night, too. He was the second guy who dove to try to knock that puck in on the Bjugstad
A little late
goal.
To the game because Bjugstad had pounded at home already. But
Jim, it's never a bad thing to have too many good players. But if Gino does come back, if Zach Aston-Reese at some point makes his way back, with the way that Phil Kessel has not been playing well and the way Bluger has been, they might be in that whole roster shuffle again, but it gets back to, it's not a bad thing to have too many good players.
No, what Bluger has done is what some of us thought he might be able to do if he was given a chance, which Brian Rust, Connor Sherry from a few years ago, Gensel from a couple of years ago. That's exactly what he's doing here. And you mix that in with the new guys and the Florida Panthers, the guys they got from Florida, Bjugstad and McCann, those guys are still relatively new and getting used to everything. And I know they're going to have to, reinsert Malkin again, and then guys are going to have to switch around a little bit, and they're going to have to get used to playing with one another. But my goodness, he needs to play.
You get this about once a month, and it's you always get the effort from Matt Cullen, but you get a show and a play that shows you why he still has the skills. He'll dust them off every once in a while, why he still has the skills to play in the National Hockey League. That shot was not an accident last night.
No, he put that thing in the one spot where
he was going with it. And again, he used to be able to do that, and he's just getting older with more regularity.
Mm-hmm.
You get that about once a month, and you say, okay, that's why, because we know we're going to get optimal effort from him. We know he's an unbelievable leader in the room, and he'll dust off that skill about once a month, and you say, okay, we just hope it comes in a big-time time.
Yes, you know exactly what you're going to get from him as long as it's for 10, 12 minutes a game, and that's exactly what he did last night. To go back to Bluger, and you mentioned the Florida guys, Jim. Bluger and McCann, we're at that point in the season where, okay, you've tried to kickstart Kessel, you've tried to kickstart Hornquist, it's still not working. At a certain point, and it's going to happen in the playoffs, as long as McCann and Bluger are still producing, they've got to be the guys getting the minutes. And Phil Kessel, whether he likes it or not, whether he wants to play the left wing or not, or whether Hornquist wants to play the left wing or not, at a certain point, those guys become third-line wingers, and McCann and Bluger, the guys who are getting it done, become second-line wingers. That's what it's going to boil down to, and that's what we're seeing over the last couple of weeks.
It would be kind of interesting to see Bluger on a line with Malkin. Even though Bluger seems to be doing his best work as a centerman.
I agree.
And yet he was a wing before that. I think Mike Sullivan, he didn't.
McCann, Bluger, and Malkin would appetize me, boys.
It's a hell of a line.
Yeah.
The way those two are playing right now.
In the dynamic and skill set with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
McCann might be Jim Rutherford's, he's quickly rising to the top of one of the best pickups.
An absolute steal.
Because of what the value was that you gave away.
This is Trevor Daly for Rob Scuderi.
Well, you know, Murray was talking, but yeah, I know, Riley Shane and Broussard, really?
I know.
And the thing about, did you hear what Matt Murray said after the game the other night about McCann? Like, they played, I don't know if they're on the same team in juniors, but they were both in the OHL, the Ontario League. And Murray was basically saying, yeah, I knew all about this guy. And I basically when they were kids, when they were 18, 19 years old, he knew that, he said, I knew he was going to be great. And he's really blossomed here with the Penguins so far.
All right, real quick, Mike Sullivan. So Sully was asked about if Chris Letang's injury is related to his previous upper body injury. And I said real quick, right?
I'm not going to elaborate on the injuries at this time. Right now, his status is day-to-day.
Okay. Well, then what about Mata?
Ole is not ready yet.
Okay.
Okay. So there's that. Like I said, it's all real quick from Sully. Sully doesn't have a whole lot to expound on.
He doesn't have time for
Are we
your
worried about
question.
This Chris Letang injury, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
I worry about it if it's the kind of thing, Jim, that extends into the playoffs. I guess more than a week or two into the playoffs.
Because as we all know, the Penguins can't win a Stanley Cup without
right,
Chris Letang.
Right. I think Ryan's going to write a column to that.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, he's the one. He was.
I don't need any ideas from you, Jim.
He was talking about that yesterday, actually, on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
I wrote two columns, or three. He might have been three columns he wrote that year, saying they couldn't win without him, and then they did. If it's related to the thing that kept him out for a while, then that could be a problem. But the weird thing is, didn't he play the entire overtime, a couple games ago?
Yeah, right. He was totally fine.
And then last game at the end, he was out there when they were 6-on-4. So you wonder when these things and if that's even a worse sign that something cropped up. I don't know.
Or is this a sneaky overprotection of something that maybe isn't that big a deal because the playoffs are just a week and a half, 2 weeks away?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.